From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Authorities are likely bracing for more protests Saturday across the Muslim world, a day after large crowds of protesters from seven countries staged demonstrations after the United States recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital, with protests in Gaza leading to the death of one Palestinian man. The 30-year-old Palestinian was killed by Israeli soldiers during clashes along the Israel-Gaza border after Palestinians called for a day of rage to protest the U.S. action. The Arab League, comprised of nearly two dozen countries, will meet Saturday in an effort to create a joint position on the U.S. position on Jerusalem. Britain and the European Union have reached a preliminary agreement on Brexit after a week of intense negotiations. The European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker announced the deal on Friday. British Prime Minister Theresa May says she welcomes the prospect of moving ahead to the next phase to talk about trade and security. Venezuelans will head to the polls Sunday for municipal elections that are expected to tighten the leftist president Nicolas Maduro's grip on the beleaguered Central American nation. The opposition Democratic Unity Roundtable coalition refused to put up candidates for the 335 open mayoral seats, saying it had no confidence in a fair election. The National Electoral Council chief said voting materials had been distributed to Venezuelans could exercise their constitutional right at the polls on Sunday. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations says the death toll in an attack on Thursday on UN peacekeepers in the Democratic Republic of Congo has climbed to 15, and the UN will fly its flags at half-staff Monday in tribute. The peacekeepers, all from Tanzania, were working at a UN mission in the DRC's troubled North Kivu province, home of the Ugandan rebel group, the Allied Democratic Forces, also known as ADF. A UN official told VOA that the group, which has attacked the mission in the past month, is suspected of being behind Thursday's attack. Antonio Guterres spoke before the UN Security Council about that attack.
I very much welcome the prospect of moving ahead to the...
They're obviously not Mr. Guterres. The Secretary General said military reinforcements have arrived on the scene and the force commander is coordinating the mission response there. The International Organization for Migration has begun the voluntary repatriation of thousands of West African migrants being held in detention centers in Libya under abusive conditions. Lisa Schlein has more.
IOM plans to repatriate a total of 15,000 African migrants by the end of the year. Most come from Nigeria, Guinea, Mali, and Senegal. The government of Niger has agreed to act as a country of transit for the migrants. Those who arrive at the airport in Niamey are registered by the International Organization for Migration and transported to their homes of origin. An IOM charter flight carrying 504 Nigerians, including women and young children, arrived in Niamey on Thursday. IOM planned seven additional daily charter flights from Tripoli, each carrying about 500 Nigerian migrants. The organization says another chartered flight arrived in Guinea's capital on Thursday, carrying 167 of the country's nationals. Agency spokesman Leonard Doyle says people are returning home in great distress after having endured months of torture, overcrowding, and other forms of ill treatment in the Libyan detention centers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Chinese citizens in Pakistan have been warned to keep a low profile. China says it has received intelligence reports of plans for imminent terror attacks. The Chinese embassy in Islamabad posted the unusual alert on its website. The Chinese embassy in Islamabad, an estimated 20,000 Chinese are in Pakistan, working on 300, that is, projects. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.